Where do you think he might play on Friday night? 1-300-652-927. I don't think Daniel Hughes cares too much, I must admit, because he's got the Sheffield Shield final to worry about for New South Wales. They're coming up against Queensland at Allan Border Field. It kicks off tomorrow. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
We're going very well. Do you care where Darcy Moore plays this week?
No, I don't know who that is.
That was the answer I was hoping for and expecting. Well played. Well played. But you know who Queensland are, and Allan Border Field, they're a very tough conveyance to beat. How excited are you? What are the challenges that you'll face in the next 5 days for the Shield final?
I'm pretty pumped, actually. It's the last game of the year, the last 5 days of the cricket season for us. The boys are pretty pumped. We're carrying a bit of energy off our one-day victory the other day in the Marsh Cup, so the boys are pretty pumped. I don't know really what to expect from the wicket up here. Didn't get to see it yesterday at training. We've got another session today, but I expect Queensland to be putting up quite a big fight. They've got a very, very experienced batting lineup, but it's the best batting lineup against the best bowling attack, I think. We've got the Australian boys back in playing, Hazelwood, Stark, Lyon, Copeland. So it's going to be very exciting for the viewers. We'll just see what we come up with on Thursday morning.
So how does that help your batting, Dan, when you've got those guys around you in preparation? So obviously they're playing for you, which is great, but even from your net sessions and your preparation, you then get to face them in the nets. Is that helpful or is it a hindrance because your confidence goes?
No, you're exactly right. It definitely helps. If you can't get better facing those guys in the nets, then I don't think you will get better because it's just great to have those guys running in and facing that bowling over and over again. You can only get better facing that stuff. So it's been great to have them around all year. And hopefully one more big push for the boys. We've got a bit of a less of experience in our batting lineup, but I think that's exciting. The guys aren't carrying too many scars or too much baggage from past experiences. They're just going out there and playing the young blokes. So I'm very excited to see what they can do for us as well.
Yeah, illustrated by what Jack Edwards did in the one-day final. Just Nathan Lyon, I mean, he's played every possible Shield game and every Test match for the summer, which is, I think it's only ever happened 3 or 4 times in the history of the game that that's taken place. Has he surprised you in being able to do that and the quality of which he's actually performed every time he's gone out there for New South Wales?
No, it hasn't surprised me at all. Every time, whatever team he's playing for, whatever cap he's got on his head, he puts in 100%. He just loves playing the game. He loves playing his role. He's the best off-spinner in the world, and he just wants to go out there and do what he can for the team to win cricket games. It hasn't surprised me at all. He's still loving it. He's getting around the young boys, and he's enjoying every minute of it. And hopefully he's going to play a key role for us this week as well.
Yeah, because so, it's the pinnacle of a first-class cricketer to play in a Sheffield Shield final domestically. But you've been playing since October, those days over at Park 25 back in October, all the way through to the Big Bash, where you were captain there for the Sixers at times, and now you're still playing in April. Are you tired or are you excited?
I think there's a little bit of both. You start feeling a little bit tired, and then you think about that you've got a final to play and you get back up again. So there's definitely a little bit of weariness there. We sort of started training back in June last year, so we've been going for quite a while. And as you said, this year's thrown up quite a few challenges with bubbles and hubs and guys quarantining and all that sort of stuff. But I think in the end, we've just been happy to play some cricket. And we're excited that we've got the final this week, and it's just 5 more days of cricket, and we're definitely up for that. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And am I right in saying, Dan, that there's added incentive for New South Wales and better opportunity this time around? Because traditionally in Shield games, the team that's on top of the table leading can just bat forever and draw and get the win. But the bonus point situation changes that this year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can actually win. If a game's a draw, it goes back on bonus points. So, yeah, so that sort of brings the away team into the final, which is great. As I said, I'm not sure what the wicket's going to get, but I think they need to be a bit careful what they produce, because if it's flat, obviously it gives us an opportunity to score some runs, and if it's green, you never know what's going to happen with the bowling attack that we've got. So they need to be a little bit careful with what they produce now that we can win the game through the bonus points. So, Yeah, hopefully we'll get a look at the wicket today. But as I've said, we've got a pretty good bowling attack, and I think they've bowled on different conditions around the world, and they're pretty good at what they do. So we'll just see what we get today.
Yeah, it's a great final, and to be honest, the two best teams over the course of the year have definitely got through, match winners on both teams, and it's going to be a great final. The weather looks like it's going to be good as well. One final one, Daniel. Now, we were talking about you earlier in the week. Jimmy Bartel, part of our team, was a bit troubled by your celebration, making 100, holding the bat by the by the wood and displaying the handle, that this was not traditional means of playing cricket, Daniel. Can you please explain? Because Jimmy wants to know why you're doing this.
All right, I'll tell Jimmy why I'm doing this. I've got a grip on my bat. It's a squirrel. It's got like a bit of a rod down there, down the centre of the grip, and it just sort of helps my hand stay in the right place when I'm playing shots. So I've just, and the guy who invented it, just basically me saluting him and letting him know that his grip's helping me, and I'm glad that he's got me on board with it. So it's just me salute. It's called the squirrel grip. So all it's right. Just me saluting the guys and letting everyone know that squirrel grip works. Basically, yeah, that's it.
I've heard about this because you wear the real traditional black grip. Yeah. Which is real traditional area, sort of Don Bradman sort of stuff, but it's actually because of this handle. It's different.
Yeah, it is because of the handle, yeah. I started using it a few years ago, and, yeah, every time I get 50 or I get 100, I just salute the guys with the squirrel grip. So try and get as many put. It's not a great name for it, by the way.
No, it's not. But we hope you're squirrel gripping yourself silly throughout the Shield final. Dan, good luck to you, mate. We'll certainly be paying great attention from this end.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.